Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 61, continuing in the 16th Perek with Mishnayos 4 and 5. So it's Perek Tes Zayin, Mishneh Dalet, and Mishneh Hei. Here we are moving from Kli Eitz, wooden Kelim, to Klei Or, to Kelim made of leather, of the hides of animals, which essentially have the same halacha as Kli Eitz, like a Kli Eitz, where pshute Kli Eitz, just a straight, flat piece of wood, which is not shaped into a vessel to contain anything, has no base kibul, is not mekabel tuma, certainly not mekabel tuma min haTorah. The same thing is true of a clay or, unless they're fashioned in such a way that they have a base kibul, they're just flat sheets of clay or, they are not mekabel tuma min haTorah. Now, our Mishnah wants to define the point at which various clay or various leather kalim are considered finished products and are therefore mekabel tuma. So the Mishnah begins and asks, clay or may emosai mekablin tuma, at what point in its production are leather kalim mekabel tuma? So haturmol, which is the pouch in which a shepherd keeps his belongings, mishiyachsom, when it is completely done and its rim tight and tightened and complete, and vikanev, and the various loose ends have been trimmed away, v'yaaseh kichosov, and you have made the straps around the top of the pouch, which allow the pouch to be open or closed, tightened or loosened, then if those three steps are done, it is mekabel tumo. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mishiyaaseh es oznov. You have to also make the two little handles by which the shepherd grasps the turmel. Sukurtio, a vessel made of hide, which is also used as a apron to wear around the worker, the cook, or the tanner uses this apron to protect himself. This is one understanding of the meaning of skurtio. Mishiyachsom vikanev, again, when its rim has been finished and done, tied, vikanev, and the loose ends have been trimmed, v'yaaseh estzisasa, and the strap which protrudes from the apron, which is used to wrap around or tie around the body, has also been done. Then it is considered Nigmar, Gmar Malocha, and it is Mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishiyah says Taboseha. Rabbi Yehuda argues that you also require that the rings at the edges, the circular rings at the edges of this apron, also be finished, and those are what is used to tighten or loosen the apron. They also have to be in place for it to be considered a finished product to be mekabel tuma. Others say that the skurtia is not an apron, and the tzitz is not a strap to be used to tie around the body, but rather a skurtia is a type of tablecloth which covers a table, and in the center of it a circle was cut into which you inserted a metal tray, a silver tray or whatever, just for decorative purposes. That's the tzitz. So the skurtia is a tablecloth, and according to Tanakama, it's a done deal, a leather tablecloth. Mishiyachsom vikanev viyaseh tzitzoso. It's completely done, trimmed, etc., and the central circle has been fashioned so that the decorative object can be placed in the middle of the table. Rabbi Yehuda insists that this tablecloth also requires that the rings at the corner be complete. So two opinions on what is the meaning of a skurtia. ketovulia, which is a kind of a bedspread, which is a leather spread or blanket which covers the bed. There too, you require mishiyachsom vikanev. Once it's the top rim has been sewed on tightly and tied on tightly, and the protrusions, the loose ends, have been trimmed, it is mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda says no, not mekabel tuma, unless mishiyah says kichoseho. The straps which are used to tie it to the bed are also in place. Now, normally, as the Batanura points out, pshute klior, just a blanket or a sheet made of leather, should not be mekabel tuma, just like pshute kliets, flat planks of wood, are not mekabel tuma. However, in certain cases, pshute klior, and indeed pshute kliets, also are mekabel tuma midrabbonon, if they are flat, have no base kibble, but they are designed so that things are placed upon them, so like tablecloths or sheets on a bed, etc. Then they are mekabel tuma, even though they are pshutim, they're really just flat sheets, and they have no base kibble, but they are made for things to be put on them, so midrabbanon their tomei, as if they had a base kibble. Additionally, if, like in the case of the ketovulia, it's made to be placed upon a bed, no, so it has a halacha of a mishkov or a moshov, of something which people lie upon or sit upon, in which case they are mekabel tuma min ha-Torah. The Mishnah continues, Mishnah Dalid, hakar v'hakeses. Kar is usually translated as a pillow, and keses as a sheet or a blanket. Some flip that and translate the kar as the sheet and the keses as the pillow. But for our purposes, the kar is the pillow, the keses is the sheet or blanket upon the bed. Mishiyachsom vikane, when the rim is sewed on tightly and the loose ends have been trimmed, it is mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Only mishiyitfereim, if they're sewed together like a pouch or a pocket, v'yishayer bohem pochos mechamisha tfochim, and there is an opening in them less than 5 handbreadths wide into which you can insert the stuffing, the stuff which stuffs the blanket or stuffs the pillow. That is also required, that little door or opening, slit, let's say, into which you can put the contents of the pillow. That is required by Rabbi Yehuda in order for the kar or the keses to be considered finished products, which are mekabel tuma. Continuing with Mishnah Hay, petilia. Petilia is a basket made of willow stems, and it's shaped in such a way that you put into it dried figs, grogros, temeya. It is mekabel tuma because it is a keli, it is a vessel. But v'chasina, chasina is a larger basket. Some say into which you put tit, some say into which you store grain. But whatever it is, it's large, and so as some of the mefarshim say, it is not a movable object. And if it's not a movable object, it is not dome lesak, it is not mitaltel mole verekon, it is not something which is moved about, it is a stationary fixed object which stays in place, so it's tohodos, not mekabel tuma. Signoyos shel olin, if you have these things made of leaves which are woven together in some way just to kind of temporarily cover up some vegetables so that they not be exposed to the sun or so that the birds or insects can't get to them. Tohoros, they are not mekabel tuma because these are designed as throwaway items. You use them for a moment, an hour or two, and then you discard them. So since they're disposable, they're not considered kelim, and they are not mekabel tuma. But shel nitzorim, if they are made like baskets are made out of woven reeds, woven together in a more permanent way, so that they are not discarded, but they are used again and again, temeos, they are considered kelim, which are mekabel tuma. The Mishnah continues with a chosol. A chosol is a large vessel which is made out of the branches of a dekel tree, of a date tree, and where you put into them not quite ripened dates in order for them to ripen in this chosol. The chosol is a vessel in which they're contained, and you allow the process of ripening to occur in these chosolos, in these vessels. If shehu nosein litocho v'notel mitocho, if it's the kind of thing that has an opening into which you put in some dates and you take out some dates, then tomei, it is mekabel tumah because it is a bona fide kli. But v'im eino yochol, if you cannot remove the dates from it, ad sheyikroeno, until you tear it open. In other words, it doesn't have an opening through a door, so to speak, into which you can insert or take out dates, but rather it's totally contained. The dates are totally contained inside this chosol, and if you want to get to the dates, you have to tear apart the chosol, or you have to undo the straps or rope which are tied about the chosol. Then tahor. Then it is not mikabel tumah, because these vessels are made to be discarded. You take them, you keep them as long as you want, then you open them up and throw them away, or you tear them apart and throw them away. So therefore, they're only made for temporary use. They're disposable, and they're tahor because they are not mekabel tumah, because they are not considered kalim. So we have finished Mishnah Hay in our study of Perek Tes Zayin of Mishnayos Kalim, and in the process have concluded lesson number 61.